వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter The Forest of Enjoyment, Text 30. Because it is not having any meter, we are not writing, and it's very huge. So I'll read once. Yada Pakhandi Bhiratma Vanchitai స్థైరు వంచుతో బ్రహ్మకులం సమావసంశ్చేష్టాం శీలం ఉపనయనాది శ్రౌత్రకర్మానుష్ఠానేన భగవతో యన్యపురుషస్యారాధనేమేవ తదరోచయన్ శూద్రకులం భజతే నిగమాచారే శుద్ధితో యస్య మిథుని భావః కుటుంబభరణం యథా వానరజాతేహే. You all can repeat word to word translation. Yada then Pakhandibhi by Pashandis, godless atheists, Atmavanchitaihi, who themselves are cheated, Taihi by them, Uru more and more, Vanchitaha being cheated, Brahmakulam, the bona fide Brahmanas, strictly following the Vedic culture, Samavasan, settling among them to advance spiritually, Tesham, of them, the Brahmanas, who strictly follow Vedic principles, Shilam, the good character, Upanayanadi, beginning with offering the sacred thread or training the conditioned soul to qualify as a bona fide Brahmana. Shruta, according to the Vedic principles. Smarta, according to authorized scriptures derived from the Vedas. Karmanusthanena, the performance of activities. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yajnapurushasya, who is worshipped by Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Aradhanam, the process of worshipping him. Eva, certainly. Tat arochayan, not finding pleasure in it due to its being difficult for unscrupulous persons to perform. Shudrakulam, the society of Shudras. Bhajate, he turns to. Nigamachare, in behaving according to Vedic principles. Ashuddhitaihi, not purified. Yasya, of whom? Mithuni bhavaha, sex enjoyment or materialistic way of life. Kutumba bharanam, the maintenance of the family. Yatha, as it is. Vanaraje jatehe, of the society of monkeys or the descendants of the monkey. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The pseudo-swamis, yogis and incarnations who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead are known as Pashandis. They themselves are fallen and cheated because they do not know the real path of spiritual advancement. And whoever goes to them is certainly cheated in his turn. When one is thus cheated, he sometimes takes shelter of the real followers of Vedic principles, Brahmanas or those in Krishna consciousness, who teach everyone how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the Vedic rituals. However, being unable to stick to these principles, these rascals again fall down and take shelter among Shudras, who are very expert in making arrangements for sex indulgence. Sex is very prominent among animals like monkeys, and such people who are enlivened by the sex may be called descendants of monkey. Purport. By fulfilling the process of evolution from the aquatics to animal platform, a living entity eventually reaches the human form. The three modes of material nature are always working in the evolutionary process. Those who come to human form through quality of Sattvagun were cows in their last animal incarnation. Those who come to human form through the quality of Rajogun are lions in their last animal incarnation. And those who come to human form through the quality of Tamogun were monkeys in their last animal incarnation. In this age, those who come through the monkey species are considered by modern anthropologists like Darwin to be descendants of monkey. We receive information herein that those who are simply interested in sex are actually no better than monkeys. Monkeys are very expert in sexual enjoyment, and sometimes sex glands are taken from monkeys and placed in the human body so that the human being can enjoy sex in old age. In this way, modern civilization has advanced. Many monkeys in India were caught and sent to Europe so that their sex glands can serve as a replacement for those of old people. Those who actually descend from the monkeys are interested in expanding their aristocratic families through sex. In the Vedas, there are also certain ceremonies especially meant for sexual improvement and promotion to higher planetary system, where the demigods are enjoying sex. The demigods are also very much inclined towards sex because that is the basic principle of material enjoyment. First of all, the conditioned soul is cheated by so-called swamis, yogis and incarnations. When he approaches them to be relieved of material miseries, when the conditioned soul is not satisfied with them, he comes to devotees and pure brahmanas who try to elevate him to final liberation from material bondage. However, the unscrupulous conditioned soul cannot rigidly follow the principles prohibiting illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Thus he falls down and takes shelter of people who are like monkeys. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow their strict regulative principles, sometimes fall down and try to form societies based on sex. This is proof that such people are descendants of monkeys, as confirmed by Darwin. In this verse, it is therefore clearly stated, Yatha vanar jate he. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyay Vacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So, as we are reading this Forest of Material Enjoyment, which is one of the very too direct section of Srimad Bhagavatam for conditioned souls. Specifically in this purport, Prabhupada is condemning the people who are trying to do some spiritual activity but at the same time cannot pay the price of following the principles strictly and then again land up in breaking the principles. Like one devotee was telling that when he was traveling by train once, so he was sitting reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he saw one, he was in saffron, he saw another saffron person, young, beautiful, sitting there, maybe from other, some sampradaya. And then he saw, just next to him sitting was his friend, which was Mataji. He was, foreign bodied, just scantily dressed. And they were sitting so close, and they were discussing some things. So, after seeing him, properly, this devotee who has, left his college for 15 years back, he could sense that this person I have seen somewhere. So when he started dialogue, he understood that he was his schoolmate. He studied in the same college. And then they started discussing that, he was telling that how I have come to ISKCON now. I am joining. So then he asked, so are you sannyasi now? So he said, no, I am just brahmacharina. So he said, I am a sannyasi now. And then this devotee, because he was like friend, he said, you are calling yourself as a renunciate. How can you sit so closely to woman? He said, actually we are souls, spirit souls. That is the first step of understanding spiritual life. So, Bhagavad Gita, first few verses only, Krishna is talking about Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namahyati. So, dhira is never to be disturbed because he understands we are not this body, we are spirit soul. So he said, she is a spirit soul, I am a spirit soul. And two spirit souls are sitting together. Don't worry, he said. So, then this devotee was telling that how a conditioned soul can very nicely take the philosophy for his own enjoyment. Very expert. Why? Because that tendency to enjoy is so deep-rooted, even after coming to Krishna consciousness or any other spiritual path, that doesn't go so easily. And in that scenario, he tried to see some excuse, try to figure it out whether some like philosophy can be little readjusted according to his desire to suit to his sense gratification. So this kind of paashandis are condemned in this purport. Prabhupada writes here, and what to speak of Prabhupada, we see that last few verses so much of things are talked about this one activity which is takes the whole civilization is running behind, which is considered one of the topmost pleasure. One may ask that why all these things are discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is supposed to discuss about the glorious activities of Krishna, you know, pastimes of Krishna, playing in Vrindavan and going around and herding the cows. And this is supposed to discuss about the great souls like Parikshit Maharaj, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. And in between this kind of, you know, apparently vulgar things comes. That also in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's like we have to sit in assembly and discuss. These are not things to be discussed in assembly. Any cultured man will not discuss these things in, you know, public. So one may ask this, that why Srimad Bhagavatam is so openly talking about all these things? And why devotees has to discuss all these things? But then we have to understand that devotee, when they discuss this topic, that is for getting ourselves aware of the dangers in spiritual life. Devotees discuss them so that they will not do it. Outside people, so-called religionists, they may not discuss it, but hidingly do it. Which is better? Discuss and not do it, or not discussing and hidingly do it? So that's why Bhagavatam, although it is Paramahamsa Samhita, this is the scripture meant for the Paramahamsas, which has gone beyond all three modes. But still in that Paramahamsa Samhita, we find this descriptions. That shows that this enjoying mentality is so deeply rooted, it is sticking to the soul from so long, because soul is being here in this material world for millions and millions of ages. And that mentality has gone so deep, at all stages one can fall prey to such kind of activities, if one is not very careful. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam, which is supposed to glorify Krishna, this is Amala Puran. There is no tinge of contamination of any other thing than devotional service to Krishna. So within that pure devotional scripture, we find such descriptions. Then we have to take it more seriously. So when Prabhupada is talking about the monkeys, he's telling that the soul coming from three gunas, they have the different origin, as Prabhupada says here. Specifically, a soul coming from tamogun, Prabhupada writes that such a human being may be a monkey in his previous life. And what is this monkey? If you see monkeys, if you go to Vrindavan or many other places, you'll find monkeys. Monkey is actually the represents, human psychology, very graphically and without hiding anything. So if you see monkeys, like you have seen sometimes in zoo or something, we see some people are there who carry that small monkey in towns collecting money. But we have seen in forest monkeys when they are very small. You have seen them? So it's very childish, kind of jumping around and very happy. They're all big monkeys are around, but they are in their own different world. They'll be playing with each other, they'll be jumping here, there. They'll be catching different branches and then climbing anywhere. Someone is catching someone's tail, someone is rolling down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. and when they actually start approaching adolescents, then the same monkeys who used to play with each other, you know, who used to do, you know, joke with each other, smile at each other, the same monkeys, now the things start changing, because now they are becoming grown up. So now when they are going around, then they have, you know, their territories, you know, their trees, you know, and they have their, you know, set of she monkeys to be with. And anyone else, you know, even passes by, is considered a transgressor, and he has to be punished. And then the monkeys is monkeys, it's like might is right. So when the two monkeys see each other, it's like a big war. It's like first they try to make each other fearful of themselves. They will show their teeth, they will make hideous sound as much as possible, so that next person will fear, and the next person also will do the same thing. He says, who do you think? Do you think this is yours? This is mine. And then they will, that psychological fight will go on for some time. And when that fight has no end, then the monkeys, they will try to show their prowess. They will not fight, they will just make some expression that now he is about to and jump on you and eat you up. And then everyone will be like trying to hit each other, and if that also doesn't culminate, sometimes a big monkey will be very successful in making other fearful, and then the other monkey will run away just. But that doesn't happen, then they fight. And then the fight is really bloody fight. They'll bite each other and then punch each other, and then at the end, one monkey will be, you know, having so many blood around his, then he will run away. And then that monkey will see around. So all the she monkeys will come behind that monkey, and then they will go to another spot. So the monkeys are very, it's like their group is always, you know, together. They go from one place to another. Very family centered, society centered. So from monkeys we can see that how human beings are also of the same, you know, psychology of possessing things, of, you know, trying to enjoy in this world, which is very graphically seen in animal life. Human life, that is always covered by so-called dress of modernization, as Prabhupada says here. So when we are talking about this the Pashandis, which are they take spiritual life, they take to, you know, path of devotional service sometimes, because they are so frustrated with other people who are cheaters. When they come here, then on the name of spiritual life they want to do something wrong. And as Prabhupada says here, that they have their, they start their own philosophies, they start their own, you know, groups based on, you know, enjoyment. And we have many. One person is specifically very famous. He says, by sex you can attain moksha. And that is quite famous. Many times we go in trains for distributing books, or when they see us, they say, are you from that? So when we are, you know, specifically, they had a big center in Pune. So one devotee, that time he was there with Prabhupada, he was telling this. He said some problem was there in that center, in this man's center, and they wanted to sell it off, and they wanted to take another center. So that time our devotees also were staying in Pune. So some of the representative of theirs, they came and they asked, would you like to purchase our this nicely maintained property. So when the devotees asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, my devotees will not even go there to urine also. He said, this is such a contaminated place. What to speak of taking it, you know. So, Prabhupada was very, very much against, you know, such kind of people who are, on the name of religion, they are spoiling the whole society. Because, as you know, Bhagavatam says, that this is one of the basic platform of material life. Because Bhagavatam says, punsastriya mithuni bhavanetam, that the attraction between male and female, that is a basis for material life. That is like a shackle for conditioned soul to be in this material world. Because this enjoyment which is offered is sufficient for a conditioned soul to remain attached to this miserable material world. It's very sufficient. That much is given. Okay, its enjoyment is there, which is sufficient, not very huge, sufficient so that conditioned soul gets attached. And this monkey only, we find how they catch the monkeys. In the forest, what they do is, they put a hole in the ground, and that hole is very small, and in down it is little larger, and they put groundnuts in that hole, and then they spread groundnuts all around also, and the hunter will go and hide behind a tree. And then 4 or 5 monkeys are seeing all these things, you know, groundnuts put there. So for first few minutes no one will come, because they know that some problem is there here. And then one monkey will come down in the corner, some take one groundnut, eat it. And then he will look around, you know, others are little still fearful. Then he will go little ahead because he is courageous now. Then he will take more groundnuts. And then he'll look around others as if, you know, you are fools. See, it's like everything is there. Why are you so afraid? There is no fear. So then 2, 3 will come join him. You know. And then when they go around, then he sees that there are many groundnuts inside the hole. Then slowly he'll put his hand and he'll look around here, there. No one is there. Catches a big quantity of groundnuts, and then he'll start removing it. But now the problem is that hole is just sufficient to go his hand. When hand is carrying, the groundnuts cannot come out. So then he's trying, struggling, you know. So I saw one, you know, small video. Really, that monkey saw the, you know, that man who did it, and he is hiding there. That also he saw, you know. And he was trying to figure it out without getting caught by him, how he can, you know, do all these things. So in between he was seeing at him and then doing all these things. And then when he caught it, he understood that it's not coming out. Then he started making all adjustment of his hand to take it out. It was not possible. Then he put his 2 legs and he was trying to, you know, pull it. It was not possible. And then he was making noise, and other monkeys also making noise. And when that hunter started coming, all other monkeys fled away. But this monkey, it's seeing the hunter, but not ready to leave that few groundnuts. And then he started shouting, and then from behind the hunter comes and catches him. And when he catches, what happens? He has to leave it. You see? So that is the way a conditioned soul is captured by Maya. Little groundnuts and then lifetime imprisonment. So that's what Maya is. That's why Krishna says, Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya durateya. If someone understands this, then surely one will be frustrated only. In a sense, one will become hopeless also. Krishna says, Daivi, you know, it's a divine energy. He says, Gunamayi, three gunas, which no one can surpass. The Mama Maya, she is as powerful as me because she is my energy only. And then if you have to fight against such Maya of Krishna, which is composed of three gunas, impossible. Next to impossible. Because no one can fight with Krishna, so similarly no one can fight with Maya. So if that is the case, then what? Raise both hands and surrender. That cannot be. Because Krishna will not put us in hopeless situation. Next line only Krishna gives all hopes by telling Mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantate. But those souls who take shelter of me can very easily are taken off from the clutches of this maya. So that means not only we are supposed to be just fearful of maya, but at the same time when we take shelter because of that fear to Krishna, of Krishna, then the same maya is acting like a agent to make us more Krishna conscious. So that's why for a devotee, it was very apt. Devotee is conscious of Krishna and cautious of maya. Both has to be there. If he is only trying to be conscious of Krishna, Mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite, then he will become sahajiya. Or he may become callous. Krishna is there, dekh lenge sab. But if he knows how maya is powerful, then he will be very cautious, alert, always. So both things are important. One devotee was, when this question was asked, what is seriousness in Krishna consciousness? He said seriousness means these two things. Serious for maya and serious for Krishna. We take maya also seriously and we take Krishna also seriously. Both has to be seriously taken. Not only one, either of two. If you take only maya seriously, then one becomes depressed. And then he feels, okay, it's, let it go, Whatever happens, surrender and servant of maya. If you take only Krishna seriously and not maya seriously, then he can become very easily sahajiya. That's why Prabhupada has given us this process of chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotees, to come out of this clutches of maya. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.